Ladies, we all have different symptoms that time of the month. For me, my energy level happens to just dip insanely, and I just feel a little down, you know, a little sluggish. And so I'm happy to share Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And so here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony is for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances, and it's perfect for symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, when you have no desire to get in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and also hot flashes and night sweats if you happen to be going through menopause. It's really great for women with menopause. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Your hormones will thank you. I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. Hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
When I look back at my life, there's a lot of shit I did. It wasn't right, but I forgive it. And I ain't perfect, but all that helps is remembering how far that we've come to get here. Don't forget your history and all that came before me. Grandpa would be so proud of me and putting in my corner. I got my higher power and I have my daughters who look up to me. In that tribe.
Now let the magic begin. Oh.
Hello, hello, Jaima, Jaima Soul Tribe, Yomis. It's Raquel. I'm just enjoying this beautiful sunrise, majestic sunrise. You know what? There is some things in our life experience, in our human experience, that we can see a million times, yet it never, ever gets old. Like the beauty of sunsets and sunrises. At this time, I just felt like talking with you in the intro before introducing today's magical guest, who really is such a magical goddess. I've fallen in love with her music for well over a year now. Her name is Shyla Ray Sunshine. She sings one of my favorite songs, perhaps my theme song, she wrote Into the Wild. Ugh. It's on my Shakti playlist. Listen to it, feel it, perhaps even dance to it. It is such an amazing song, and I'm so honored to have had her on the podcast. And she even sang. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know who Shyla Ray Sunshine is, well, she's an award-nominated influential vocalist, musician, a mother, also a coach for her soul voice singing practice. So yeah, if you are interested in singing lessons, I highly, highly would recommend Shyla Ray. She's a native of Canada, but now lives in the beautiful Ojai, California, and her singing has evolved immensely and has become even more soulful, and she's tapped into a wide variety of different genres that inspire her. And I'm excited for you to hear her journey on how she's been evolving as an artist and how her music has transcended and has become more raw and real, more about what she's experienced than anything else. When people ask her what kind of style she sings, to be honest, she sings it all. However, here it says that she blends neo-soul, R&B, reggae, blues, and hip-hop. But she indeed has a soulful, gospel-like voice that gives me chills. If you're interested in singing lessons, check out her Soul Voice Singing program. Link will be in the show notes, of course. And another announcement, I'm excited to introduce HOME. The acronym stands for Her Own Magical Experience, or Her His Own Magical Experience. This first at-home retreat magical experience will be with Bree Melanson, my partner in crime when it comes to retreats. She has many amazing practices that really tap you in and bring you back home, and we'll be experiencing not only breath work, but really deeply tapping into your intuition and intensive with the soul and channeling. Yeah, she will be channeling, and I'll be facilitating and holding space for all of you, and I'm really excited to share this experience with you at home, having a four-day retreat that begins end of June. We want it to be soon for you so you can really feel into that. We wanted it to be very affordable, and I'm looking forward to spending a weekend with you guys. So link for HOME is also in the show notes. And of course, I gotta share Skillshare. Now for those of you who are still at home and bored or wanting to change a habit and try something new, or you just wanna enhance some of your skills, well, I indeed highly recommend checking out Skillshare, as they are full of a variety of classes on a variety of different creative endeavors and more, business endeavors as well, that have pieces of guidance that will help you learn something new or enhance a skill that you've already been dipping your toe into for a while. And so check out skillshare.com/your own magic to try out their classes for 2 months for free, no cost whatsoever. Again, skillshare.com/your own magic for free premium membership, and more on that in the middle of this episode. And now I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Shyla Ray Sunshine.
Into the Wild is my theme song.
Is that the jam?
Absolutely. 100%. I don't know if you ever saw my bear video, but I was just playing your song.
I think I did. That's where I found you.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I was with my dad and my mom. We were driving to my brother's wedding up in Wyoming. We had just arrived. The trees were so tall, and I'm like, I know what song this vibe is right now. I just turned it on. I meant to capture the Grand Tetons. That's what I had my phone out for. It was just to capture that. Then suddenly there was a bear. I was like, wow. All right, I'll take it.
That's perfect. That's amazing. And that's how the song was written. I wrote the song out on a hike, I won't say it was like the wild, out on a hike on my favorite trail in Ojai, way up in the mountains. So,
Ojai's wild. Like, I'd say Ojai's part of the wild in California. If there are pockets of wild in California, Ojai would be one of the places.
Yeah. And this is a special place up way up top. And then I wrote the song there, and then I ended up coming back and filming the music video up there too.
My gosh, it's so beautiful too.
Yeah, we did the shoot up there. I brought all those women up there. We all got naked and did it.
Now we're full. I mean, that's my dream, what you guys were doing. That's my dream.
Yeah, I can always do another one. I've done a couple of music videos that are very similar. So I thought, I'll get a little street in my next video. So there's one coming out very soon.
Is it Changes?
Oh, it's just called Change. And that one, no. I did a video for that. That's just, that was a very on a whim, let's just shoot a music video. A friend was in town and it was very raw. The audio wasn't great, but the video came out kind of nice. There is one up on YouTube. I don't know if you saw it, but no, I have another music video coming out that is full sass, savage, in the city, urban, ghetto, hip hop, R&B, really dope.
I would love to see you in that style, Shiloh.
Yeah. It's so a part of me. I needed a change up, because when you look me up on YouTube, it's all you can find is soft, feminine, yeah, women, nature, naked, everything super new agey, hippie. And that's just one aspect of me. And that was me 10 years ago, but not now.
You're so multifaceted. See, this is something that a lot of people might not know about me, because of course, when you look me up or you listen to my podcast, you may assume I'm just purely soul, nature, go with the wind, super hippy dippy, whatever. But to be honest, I also love, and I listen to a lot of hip hop, I listen to a lot of pop, and I love to twerk like no one else.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're multifaceted. There's no reason to be one dimensional.
It's true. It's true. We got to embrace all those sides. I think I put hip hop and R&B kind of to the side for a little while, because I was so into devotional music and so into reggae and all this positive high vibration, this and that. And then was wait, this is such a part of me, because this is what helped shape and mold me even as a singer and, a woman who can rap or freestyle and do all this stuff. So it was really important for me to revisit that part, after both my kids. Yeah. When my little one was a year, I kind of got into it. So I've been strong for 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I see that you are full of soul, but I can see, and also hearing in your voice and just something about your essence is very the goddessy. We might as well just start the podcast.
Oh yeah. How do you normally start? I listened in on one of them. It was really cute. It was two. One was, with Spirit Daughter.
Love her. Yes.
And that one started really interesting. It was you guys just started into a conversation. It wasn't hi, our guest for today. It was just girls just chatting, just hanging out. I was okay. Sweet.
That's exactly how. So they'll probably get most of this conversation, if not all of this conversation that we just had, because I that. I like hearing people's talk before they actually jump into the episode. But before, I'll be doing a little bit of an introduction on you. So people, obviously, if they do not know who you are, then they'll get an idea.
Mm.
Yeah. So it'll be your bio and everything.
Okay. I hope it's a good one.
It'll be good. And if there's anything you want me to include, let me know.
Okay. I think it's pretty accurate. Oh, that one's very long. I have an abbreviated version somewhere. I'm sure it's accurate. It's more just I think the most important things to know right now is my main focus is on the vocal coaching. And then obviously, because I have no shows to promote right now. So that's the biggest thing for me is the vocal coaching.
Soul voice singing. Okay. I'm writing this down. Okay. Yes. pizza. All right, I love all this. Okay, cool. Well, we'll just start with the first question then.
Okay.
First, I just want to ask you, what lights you up most right now?
Well, okay. In life in general, I would say, honestly, the sun has been incredibly healing. Every day, just getting a little bit of sunshine, I feel, is really boosting my energetic level, like my physical body, and just being by fresh water. So I'm very grateful for that. Mm-hmm. Creatively, working on new songs definitely is helping channel any of the emotions that feel stagnant or that feel like they've been just hanging out for a little while, pouring all my creative energy into these new songs. And then I'd also say my children, my daughters, who are really lighting me up. So these three things, which is like a constant in my life, you know, like the love of nature, and then my role as a mother, and my life as a musician. That's like,
yeah, making music. So you alchemize whatever you're feeling into your music. What is like the difference between some of your older stuff and what you're creating now?
Huge difference. I'm glad. Okay, the biggest difference is that way back when I first started writing songs, I don't think I had a very clear idea of what I was actually creating and going through at the time until I was on the other side of it, right? So as I was going through things such as being a new mom at 20 years old, being married and going through a divorce, relocating, you know, there was big energy and there was a lot of painful things. I wrote songs at the time that I felt were based on almost a level of like denial around myself and what I wasn't able to see in myself. So I wrote these songs that were super positive with a beautiful message, like really intended to touch people's hearts and bring a message of hope and inspiration, something like that. Like that's just what came through me naturally at the time. I think I wasn't able to access the real emotion behind the experience that was happening. That was either painful, having a hard time looking at myself. I was just younger and a bit, naive and not, I just hadn't had full integration. You know, when you're going through something difficult, you got to be on the other side of it. And then you write about it and it's like, whoa, there it is. It's a finished piece. So my music has changed because I've had so much time to integrate some really heavy life lessons and been through some difficult experiences. Relationships are always, you know, the biggest influence for, you know, just heartache in general or grief or loss, you know, they're just the biggest factors for moving through big, heavy stuff that can actually explode into a burst of, you know, creative energy. Right. And that's happened to me several times. So the music has shifted the most, going from feeling like I'm writing for others with some sort of message behind it. And that's just what came out naturally, organically. And then now it's more geared to, okay, I've integrated this. I've been through this shit. This has been really hard. Okay, that's, you know, that's fucking real. Like, people can relate to this. Okay, I don't have to write something uplifting and happy and positive because that is not what I've been through this past decade. So I feel like my music now, I'm really writing about the real stuff. I feel I'm more authentic. I feel I'm honoring the natural process that was my grief, my loss, my heartache, my stupid mistakes in relationships and in love, and now creating something beautiful of it by just telling the truth and just laying it out. So I feel like my music's now for me. Uh-huh. It's like more of my story, my personal story that allows people to get to know me a little more personally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I would have had no idea, and that actually makes a world of sense how back in the day when you wrote those songs and they were positive messages, perhaps they were messages that you were actually about to step into and you didn't even know. And now that you've integrated so much where it's like, all right, this is going to be the real shit. And when I look at you, when I look at your Instagram or I'm just looking at you now, it's strong. That's the word.
Amen. I thought you were going to say so street.
No. Oh,
gosh.
No, you're so strong. That's what it is. And I can't wait to like hear that strength and everything that you've integrated with your new music.
And it's fun and it's playful too, some of it, you know, but for the most part, I think a lot of it's about relationships. I wasn't a big fan of writing about heartache, you know, or like kind of complaining or like whining about relationships, but they're so important in our lives. Like they teach us the greatest lessons about ourselves. So they deserve songs, you know. I'm just trying to piece it up to make sure not all the songs are just about this one guy. I'm just trying to, you know, except I gotta integrate all the exes, you know, and there's not that many, but.
But it's usually that one that just weighs so heavy in the heart and you still have to like really process. Honestly, oh. Cares like that. Some albums are dedicated to one person, but they really created art, and you get to hear the artist's evolution of honestly overcoming and getting over that person and that relationship and understanding the lessons.
Absolutely. And it wasn't even that this was so heavy, is that I feel I knew so much better. So this is me kind of catching up and integrating the lessons of like, okay, you knew and you saw the red flag and you didn't follow it. Oh, and you didn't listen to your intuition and this and that. So I'm still reflecting on myself. I'm not just writing about this person. This person's actually been an incredible, muse and tool for my creativity, because my creativity was dormant a little bit in that relationship. And that's me that allowed that. I allowed myself to focus and pour everything into a relationship so much that I, as a woman, was not focused on my passion, purpose, you know, creative power. And that's where we thrive. It's not just in these relationships. It's when we're in touch with ourselves and with our relationship with spirit, with God, creator, you know, and really flowing. We're in that flow, but I was not in that flow a lot of the time. And so now I'm catching up on it, and I got to just get it out of my system,
yes.
I guess. And then once these songs are done, it'll be like, whoo, there we go. Now I can write about other shit.
And I can relate to how there's just that one person, then you're dormant for a little bit, but guess what? You're out of it. You stepped out of it. I'm curious how you stepped out of it and how you might even step out of other creative ruts and overcome that.
I didn't really have a choice but to step out of it, you know? It's just what happened. He left and, you know, was with someone else, right? So it's like, so I had a choice of either feeling sorry for myself, you know, and just looking at it as though I've lost something, or look at it really for what it is and go, wow, this has been such a blessing, because now, you know, every time something like this happens, whether we feel, you know, rejection, whether we feel like we had a failure or a loss or made some mistakes, we learn the most valuable lessons, right? So that opportunity, like it took a moment for me to see it, but once I did, it was like, oh, clearly this is here, because I'm like hijacking back into my like soul purpose. And it wasn't this man, it wasn't this relationship, it wasn't this, like, these songs have been sitting here like waiting for my attention for a long time. So I kind of saw it was a trade-off and was like, oh, this is an easy thing. It was like moving out of that. That's all I had. That's all I had was writing and processing and crying and reflecting and girlfriends, of course.
Uh-huh. You have to have the good friends.
Oh,
yes.
God, they're the best. They just show up every time you're in need. Isn't it amazing?
But it's also so amazing that you're able to alchemize everything that you're going through into your writing. And like, I'm so excited to hear those new songs, because everything that you just shared, the guy, you have no other choice. He found someone else. Yada, yada. I'm like, okay, I can relate. That's exactly what I just went through. And I was writing poetry that wasn't the most positive. It was actually it was just real shit. It was really how I was feeling. But to be honest, that's the way to also just really process it. And then you find so much gratitude and shifting your perspective from that person to like what you created is the most alleviating feeling and just greatest release that I highly hope everybody taps into, especially if they're in the middle of heartbreak or grief.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't always walk gracefully, you know,
through stuff.
I just know my cushion, whatever it is, like my relationship with music and with my songs. It's an interesting one, because it's not always there. It's not like I'm writing songs every single day. It's not like I'm, you know, I don't play the guitar. I play the keys, and I'm not playing it every day. I'm not doing that. There's some people who do their art every single day. That's not me. Sometimes I'm focused on other things. I'm doing my vocal coaching. I'm raising kids. I'm doing, you know, I'm all over the place. So, you know, for me, it's learning that walk and go, okay, when I'm having a hard time, like this is the best moment to channel all the emotions and all the feelings and integrate the lessons, put it into something that can become something beautiful and to remember that I can reflect on and go, this is my growth. And like, look at it from this perspective of look at how the music has changed, you know, like almost like in a chart, you know, over the years, just like you would do either with your poetry or you with, you know, any improvements in our life. It's like, we get to look back. So I'm so very grateful, you know, that we have all this documented and we get to, and I've had this creative energy and I've had this like artistic ability to write it out and then turn it into a song and make it a story and make it something for someone to relate to and just watch it be used over the years by people. It's so amazing.
Beautiful. And now whatever else you're creating is going to be used for years as well. And it's going to, even if it just shifts one person, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And even if it's just for me, that's okay too. Exactly. Right? Even if it's just okay, you know, if somebody never shares their gifts. Okay. Well, Lisa, if you enjoy it yourself, yeah. You know, I don't recommend keeping your singing to yourself or keeping your art to yourself, but you know, until you're ready, we're here waiting.
Do you get nervous to share your art?
Never. Never.
Really?
Full excitement. I used to feel a little shy about sharing certain songs, especially the vulnerable ones. Like it was easy for me, like say I have my band, right? And I'm like, hey guys, I'm working on these new songs. I would feel a little bit shy about bringing out the ones that were about a specific person, maybe that they even know. I would feel a little nervous. It's not really nervous. It's just more just like, okay, there's this vulnerability of like, I'm about to start singing about this person and what I've been through and the stupid mistakes I made and all this stuff and what I learned. So I used to feel shy about that. Yeah. And now I feel like because I just own it, right? You just grow up and you fucking own it. Like that's all like, there's no other way to explain it is that just I used to feel that way because I was unsure of myself and how I would be received or how I'd be judged, and now I feel like I just own my craft. Yeah. So much more today than I did 10 years ago, of course. So now I don't have that. I'm like, everything I write, I'm like, it's fucking dope, I'll share it with you. I send little like rough drafts to my best friends, you know, because I want that honest feedback where I'm like, what do you feel when you hear this? What do you feel? What do you see this as? You know, is this a hit or
and
not?
Let's say that, or not. Let's say they say no. Let's say they're not feeling it. What happens then?
Nothing. I just listen, you know, I just listen to everyone's feedback. And then sometimes I'll look at their lives and be like, well, they probably don't like that one because they haven't been through that.
There we go.
No, I'm just
not his friends though. That's good.
But yeah, no, I'm always all about honest feedback. And, you know, when I'm working with people and I'm doing vocal coaching and I'm being honest with people, you know, where I'm never going to criticize or give negative feedback in that way, but I am going to be honest and say, I think I'm hearing this instead, or I think this one needs work. And I don't think this is a hit. And I don't think that's a good move. It's like, that's all we can do is just be honest and give our honest opinion with love. Yeah. And that's that. It's like, you just take it or leave it. And that's it, you know, but
that's huge. That's what we all want. And by the way, I figured out another word as you were talking about everything. Fierce. Fierce. That's also
part that's a good of- one. That's a good that's- one. I agree.
That's what I see. Okay.
I agree.
Writing process. If you have one, do you happen to have a writing process before every song or most songs?
Yes. I have several actually that are different based on how the songs are initiated. Mm-hmm. These are great questions. Thank you. They're the things I actually want to talk about a lot. No, they're actually the things I want to talk about, but I need like another, it's like the most helpful when I just talk to like another highly creative female or someone who's an artist or musician. You know, especially a songwriter. It's like, oh, how often do I get to have those conversations? Not that often. So for me, there's three different ways that I write songs. One, before I could play piano and before I was really like doing beats, you know, there was just this, oh, I just received a little download. I received a little download. I heard a little thing in my mind, a little tiny, you know, singy melody line came to me just out of nowhere sometimes. And then if it stuck with me, it was like, oh, this could become something. Usually when I'm in nature, I find that, you know, I go into nature, I go on a lot of hikes and walks, and I wear my headphones a lot. I'm always listening to music. And I find that when I don't have music playing and it's just like birds and trees and whatnot, like those, that's when melodies come to me most easily. So I've learned that about myself over the years. And the melodies will come to me. I'll sit with it. I'll record it. And then sometimes it just stays there. And then sometimes I revisit it. And then I build it from there. So there's no music behind it. There's no beat driving it. Just that. And sometimes just that alone, with one line coming to me randomly while I'm driving or on a hike or wherever, in the bathroom, doesn't matter. That will become a song if I choose to, you know, apply myself to it. That's one way. The second way is if I sit at the piano and I come up with chords. I come up with chords and then I sing melodies to those chords. So that's how a song would develop from scratch, with starting with music. That's like me being a musician and me having the ability to produce music. You know, that's not the most, I don't function from that place the most. I probably access those melodies and like the freestyle stuff more easily of everything. But that's one way. And it's a little trickier for me because I'm not an exceptional piano player. So I'm limited in what I can come up with. Like I would trust other people more to come up with like better chord structure and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that's the second way. The third way that I've written songs in the past is coming across an instrumental beat, for example, writing to that and just being like super inspired, hearing this beat and starting to freestyle and rap and just write out, you know, all these words and just make it this lyrical like amusement park of like all over the place and doing all these little like singing melodies and hooks and, you know, all the very wordy, because I love, you know, rap and hip hop. That's a big part of me. So if I come across beats, even if they're just like more ethereal sounding, like cool down tempo shit, it doesn't matter. You know, I'll have something to write to it. So, and then you can buy beats today, you know, from producers. There's producers that there's sites all over the place where you can just go, you can buy a beat and then it's yours. You know, it depends on how much you spend on it. You know, if you spend just like, you know, under 100, whatever, there's other people using it. If you want to put down a couple hundred, that track is yours and nobody else can use it. So there's this cool way of like artists who maybe don't play an instrument and who need music to fuel their lyrics or their poetry or their spoken word kind of thing, who want to put music to their words. Yeah. You can easily just go and buy beats. So so that's another way. So I have these three ways that I've written songs, and they all sound very different. You know, like the ones that come to me just out of nowhere sound very different from ones that I would write at the piano. The ones in the piano are super, they always end up being really soft, kind of soulful, jazzy, gospel-ish, you know, very feminine, melodic kind of thing. And then tracks, you know, beats always end up being a lot more R&B, soul, hip-hop, rap kind of style, you know? So I'm grateful that I have these different facets and different ways to create from, you know? I just get to know more and more like what my style is over the years. Like, don't we all?
Yeah, we're always evolving. And no matter what, it sounds like you're always incorporating soul. That's the biggest.
Oh yeah. It doesn't really leave. It's just there. It's like, okay, you're just like with me now.
You're creating music that is so clearly raw and authentic for you. And so I think that that was such an interesting little note that you talked about in the beginning of this episode, where you said that the music that you didn't write before, or you wrote before, was more so what you thought was for others. Yet at the same time, it really hits home in a lot of ways, even into the wild. Of course, it's so uplifting and positive, but there are moments where I'm like, afraid of being seen or heard, yada yada. I'm like, hello, I can relate. So no matter what, you've always created stuff that it sounds like was from soul. And now you're really, I'm really excited for the next integration because of everything that you're going through.
Yeah. It's like rootsy meets rap R&B. Yes. Oh. Right? Love. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready, sis. I'm like, I need to get in the studio and get these songs polished. It'll happen. Anyway, I have a four song EP that's dropping next month, I want to say. No date as of now, but it will be announced very soon. This is a 4-track EP that is more, this one's definitely more R&B rap And it's a collaborative project with a friend of mine who got these beats and who's rapping, and then I'm doing the hooks and I'm singing on it. And they're so dope. It's another side of me that I think people will really appreciate. Hopefully they don't, that's okay. I appreciate me, that's all. I appreciate me growing. So it'll show.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. How do you stay present in your creation without attaching any judgment, especially the voices of what are these other people going to think, and just stay so focused and all that matters is this is a creation for me?
Oh, because I'm just excited to put material out. At this point, like, I know that whatever I do, whatever I apply myself to, and whatever I put my voice on is going to be golden. I just know that at this point, like, I just feel I've grown a lot to the point where I'm aware my voice is very versatile and I can do a lot of different styles of music. And I feel that I've only gotten better over the years as far as understanding the process of what it is to write songs, to collaborate, to produce music, to, you know, promote and market myself, to brand a project, to, you know, be more professional showing up in the studio, whatever it is. I just know that it's all part of the process. And it all excites me, every single aspect of it. So even if, I'm not worried about what people think about it. I'm just grateful and happy to be putting out more material for those who will appreciate it, you know?
That's awesome. And that's all we ask for, as well as the listeners of who listen to your music and stuff. We just want you, you know, everybody who listens to Shiloh Ray Sunshine just wants Shiloh Ray Sunshine. And
that's such a nice feeling. It really is. Like, I want me in that way, you know? I just want the authentic me too, you know? So whatever that is, I gotta try everything to find out, don't I?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna try all styles of music and figure out what I love most about myself or how people love my voice most, you know? I'm willing to do that. That's the fun part.
Yomi, short interruption just to share the magic of our sponsor, Skillshare, which happens to be an online learning community that is offering you 2 months for free of their premium membership when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic. And why not? Especially right now, while we are all inside, this is the time to explore new skills and deepen existing passions, getting lost in the creativity of whatever our soul is guiding us to, and trying out many different classes from Skillshare. You can stay inspired and express yourself and even connect with a community of other creatives and like-minded beings on Skillshare, which is phenomenal. There are those that are interested in writing poetry, writing scripts, digital illustration, painting, and there's many different classes on those kind of arts. I know a lot of Yomis have been taking Skillshare to learn more about photography, especially as more people are creating their own platforms where Skillshare also has classes on helping out with that, like podcasts and YouTube, yada yada. So it doesn't hurt. It's 2 months of premium membership for free. Join Skillshare by going to skillshare.com/your own magic. Yep, free. That's skillshare.com/your own magic. And now on with the show.
So many artists, I think, today are now branching off. Not so many, actually. I feel like it's very few seem to be branching away from just one genre and just tapping into a lot of different genres, where it's not like I'm a pop artist, I'm a country artist, whatever. It's just like I'm an artist, I'm a musician.
Well, there's a huge fusion of musical genres now, more today than there ever was, you know, just like all these labels we have for people. And how there's even people who don't want a label or a gender or some sort of box to go in. I totally get it. And I feel the same. But when people ask me, it's such a common question where people say, what kind of music do you play?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, usually I'll say something like neo soul, or I'll say soul with a little bit of R&B, gospel, hip hop. And they're like, okay. Like, they're trying to imagine it. You know, you can't just, like, words just doesn't do it. You know, so most of the time, I should just be ready to be like, here's a sample, or just break out in singing. And I'm one of those people that will do that shit. So
speaking of which, want to break out and sing?
Well, what do you want to hear?
What comes to heart right now? Truly, that's all you, up to you.
We can play around with the sound here. I can play something. I can either sing you something a cappella that's original. I can sing a cover of something. Obviously original is probably better.
Original.
And so I can do something a cappella that's a song you already know and have heard, or I can sing something that is new that I'm working on that will not be heard for a long time. So that's up to you.
Well, let's see what more, because to be honest, I am here for it. I am here for any of it. I know it's nice to have someone that just knows what they want, but I genuinely just want to hear what you feel like you want to sing right now.
I kind of want to sing something from a newer so yeah, so maybe I'll just try to see what can happen here as far as a speaker goes, because that would be ideal, be able to do that. So
let's try it.
I've got a couple different ones that I'm working on anyway. So there's a really pretty song that I'm working on that's really about my self-review. Really pretty. So let me try this. See if this will work.
I am so excited right now.
I'm so glad, because I have this little Bluetooth speaker here. Let me try this out. Let's see how it sounds. I gotta just connect the Bluetooth. All right, let me try it out. Whew! I need to get a pro mic next time I'm gonna do this.
I do know.
Okay. When I look back at my life, there's a lot of shit I did. It wasn't right, but I forgive it. And I ain't perfect, but all that helps is remembering how far that we've come to get here. Don't forget your history and all that came before me. Grandpa will be so proud of me and rooting in my corner. Got my higher power, and I have my daughters who look up to me. And I try singing through my pain, but it won't go away. And I cry remembering my name. My fears are all the same. I'm trying out forgiveness. Oh, there it goes. That was it.
Yeah. Oh,
stop it there.
Can you see my chills? Can you see my hair
standing? No.
Yeah.
No. But I'm curious how the, that's so weird that this turned off. It's plugged in. Oh, it's because my computer needs to be on.
I don't know, but that is vibe.
Okay. Could you hear it okay? Was it a good balance? Absolutely.
Oh yeah. I mean, okay. I'm telling you, it doesn't sound like you're in the same room as me, but it just sounded damn good.
And I can do one more sample of something. You can kind of pick.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, when you brought up your daughters too.
Oh, I know. That one's very reflective, and it gets like deeper too, more about like ego and all the shit I used to do. So it's a short song, but I just bought these beats. So I just bought 5 beats, and I'm just going to write these songs and hopefully put out an EP that's like these. And then I have a whole full album of other songs that are like, that have been written over the last probably 8-10 years of little ones. I kind of picked through, went back, sorted through which ones I wanted to work on, and then just did it, you know, and just and then brought them back to life and finished them just now, even though they may have started 8-10 years ago.
Wow. Where do you find
them? There's different sites online, like beatstars.com. You can go there and you can just look through. You can be like Erica Badu type beat, Jill Scott type beat, Drake type beat, you know, and you can look. Producers have all the tracks there. They've got different prices. They can tell you how many other people are using the song. Some people just want these songs just to showcase their voice. So they're like, I need something, and they'll just pay $25, get a track, put it up on SoundCloud, and people can stream as much as possible. But if you want to own a song that's different, you got to throw down some cash. Okay, let me try this one. Let's hope this doesn't die. feel this one though, the beat drop, right? Okay. This one's not finished. They're all okay. I don't go around telling you what to do. I just stay in my own lane, trusting God's got you. Oh, that's it. Shit. Hold on.
No, it was.
I know, no.
Shiloh, you can't do this to me.
It's coming. It's because my Bluetooth speaker, for some reason, is not holding the charge. I'm so glad it's not live.
It's actually fun to witness this part of it, too.
It's just bizarre to me. Oh, I got it. Let's plug it into here. I don't think the computer is working. There we go. We're good now.
Take your time.
We need the speaker. It's charging now. It's okay. You feeling these beats? You like them?
100%.
Okay, great. Yeah, they're all different. They're called lo-fi chill hop beats.
I love lo-fi chill hop. I listen to that on right? Spotify.
Yes, same. That's like what I listen to when I'm like working, because I'm a person that's very distracted by lyrics and music in general. So if I'm trying to work and there's songs that I'm singing along to, it's like there's a part of my brain that's active in doing that and remembering words. I'm a very lyrical and linguistic person, so I'm very distracted by lyrics. So I need instrumental music to just vibe to and work to.
Same. I cannot have lyrics, but also I can't really listen to instrumental music when I know the lyrics.
Yeah, that's so, exactly. But even when I'm listening to instrumental, I'm like, I'll still freestyle. Okay. I think we're good now.
That's better.
I don't go around telling you what to do. I just stay in my own lane, trusting God got you. Life was made for learning. Write a page and get it turning. Don't give up, you've got a good thing going. Every time I speak, I feel like I'm at risk. When I'm singing, nothing else feels like this. The world is turning, burning, moving on and on. Put it together now, I got the song. Writing from a place of introspective sorrow. And I thank God for a new tomorrow. That's all I got written right now.
Interview's done. We're good now. Have a good night.
I should just do like a whole live series. So yeah, I've got five tracks that are kind of all like that. These are two songs. Neither of these are from the new EP. The EP, those are finished. It's me and singing and someone rapping. Those songs are done. They're going to be put out on Jumpsuit Records, actually.
Who's rapping?
You know, my friend, it's Robbie. Robbie 333. He's based out of Santa Cruz. He does a lot of collaborations with Maria Stark, actually. Do you know Maria?
No.
Okay. There's a whole like, you know, NorCal. Oops. There's a whole, sorry.
It's all good.
Because I'm plugged into the computer. There's a whole NorCal community of musicians up there, and he collaborates with a lot of the women because he wants a lot of female singers on his songs because it's mostly just like him rapping and he's very lyrical. So anyway, it's a lot of really cool tracks. Him rapping, I'm singing the hooks, and those are done. I could get you a sneak peek eventually.
Yes.
And then these ones I just shared, these are from just these beats I just bought, and I could put out a 5-song EP of these. You know, they're not mine. I don't own the tracks, but I could at least put it out and be like, here, you know, and I could recreate a live version of these with my band, you know.
Wow. That's amazing. Like, I bet a lot of the musicians, do you mind if I add that segment in there? Because musicians
are going to
be super curious on the entire process. And this, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people out there that are making music are very aware of this, but perhaps not. And this is going to help a lot of people create.
Yeah, I hope so. That's always my hope, you know, and some of the people I'm working with are highly creative and inspired and very motivated and just kind of kick my ass because I need it sometimes. I really need people around me, like my peers and mentors, like, you know, need to be holding me accountable to what I say I'm going to do and need to show me like what it means to actually apply myself 100% to something that I love and then watch what happens, right? Or dedicate just one piece of my day to this thing, like do something, you know? I'm great with writing songs. I cannot stand being at the computer for hours. So I have this weak spot that's like, okay, how can I brand and market and promote myself and get my shit together and make myself more visible? You know, because making music is just not enough these days. You know, we used to be able to just make music and that was it. And if it was good, people liked it, you know, and then you were famous. It's like now everybody wants to be famous. Everybody has a platform. Everybody has a voice. Everybody can be a musician. And it's beautiful, but it also, it makes it more difficult to be visible in a world with so many incredible people. So if we want to stand out, we have to up our game. We have to try something new. We have to take those risks and like do the unthinkable. And that's hard for most people who want to stay comfortable, you know, including myself. It's really hard to constantly push up against that edge and find like where that target is, you know?
Same. Absolutely. And the power of accountability is probably one of the most powerful forces in a sense to actually get you to do what you don't want to do, not even just out of your comfort zone, but the little things that those little things that you can do every single day really add up. All of it collectively together really adds up. It's really hard to just sometimes get yourself to do that. I too, I'm like, I would rather just go on a hike and not do anything, you know.
I can be on my phone all day, but actually sitting at the computer and getting stuff done, I don't know what it is. Maybe I just need an upgrade. I don't know.
So many people go through this and it's really hard to overcome, but if you have people to hold you accountable, that's huge.
Yeah, I have a lot, but you know, we're number one. It's like, I have to hold myself accountable and be like, okay, we have to have the self-talk again. Like, okay, less IG, more updating website, you know, less social media, more outreach to producers and other artists to collaborate with and more pitching, you know, of my song to.
But at the same time, social media is where you can also get discovered, you know?
True. Like, but it's not like I'm just posting tons of stuff on social media. I'm like literally just scrolling.
I know. Okay. That's true.
I'm scrolling. I'm fucking around. I'm finding cool people, you know, and I'm like feeling inspired by comments and posts, you know, but I need to limit that just for my even like mental health. I think it's really important. I think that's really affecting a lot of people.
1,000,000%. That gave me anxiety for the longest time and really has a huge, for so many people, on their mental health. It's funny though, because when people land on maybe a page like yours and they listen to your music, that music is inspiring, but some people can also, if their soul is not listening to that call, they can be envious in some way, right?
Yeah.
It's like, at least as long as you're focused on doing what you feel called to do, that really helps your mental health a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't feel called to just be on Instagram all day. I want to make videos. At least if I'm going to take the time and make these videos for people, that's entertaining or fun, or people like the stories, whatever, that's great. But I need to find a way to like monetize that shit, right? Like let's monetize this and make some money from all this creative effort that I put in. Like if that would be amazing. This is why people start their own YouTube channels and why people start their own collection of videos or a podcast or a vlog or something like that. You know, they're good at what they do. People recognize that. And then we need to find ways to gain attention, get people's, you know, be more visible and get more exposure and hopefully make money, you know, to support ourselves through doing what we're naturally good at. You know, absolutely. I think it makes total sense. And it's amazing we can all do this through computers and phones today. But, you know, there's a catch, you know, there's always.
It's interesting because you are clearly on the right trajectory as you are so wildly creative and you obviously put a lot of time and effort into that. Well, way more than a lot of people who just consume. So I want to just like point that out to you, that you're clearly doing a lot for your creativity. And I understand the whole monetization point. I used to hate this word, but this word has really resonated with me because I'm totally like on your same page there. It's that patience, just knowing that it really is going to all come as long as you continue to do it. So I'm glad that a lot of people are on that same page.
Oh yeah. No, there's no stopping right now. I'm just trying to think of ways to like really keep people entertained. I love entertaining. I feel like I'm just a natural born entertainer and performer, and I love it. And if I can't be out on the road traveling, or if I can't be playing shows right now, I'm like, what do I do with this energy and this part of myself that loves engaging with people? And I love the attention, and I love giving it back and being like, look, you can do this too. You can sing in videos. I'm going to start, you know, I love the like carpool karaoke, and I love the lip sync challenge. I love that shit. I'm like, more of this that just gets people a little bit more in their bodies, a little bit more, you know, opening their voices, a little bit more creative and feeling themselves. Like that's, I love to see that. I love seeing people just get kind of out of their own heads, you know, and just get into like that playful part.
Yes.
We want to play with each other when we're there, you know? So,
yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely. And you probably have a great playful side because you're a mama. You're a mama of two. Yeah. How do you focus on both creating and your music and everything and business as well as being a mama? Because that is also a full-time gig.
That's a great question. I don't really know. Like, there hasn't been a plan behind it. It's all happened very organically over the years. I'd say things were definitely more simple when I only had one kid. But when she was a baby, I actually wasn't even doing music. I wasn't writing music. I was a full-time mama, so focused on her. Wasn't until I divorced and then had some time to myself, you know, without her. That's when I taught myself piano and all those songs came through, actually. So it was a very pivotal moment in my life where I remember feeling like being married to a musician, with him be having music as his full-time gig, the way he provided for us, him being gone on the road, me being a mom, being like, well, I kind of want to do that too, you know, that part of me that just felt, but I have to be a mom, like, and I did. And then once I had that moment of freedom, it was like, oh, here's where all that energy went. It was it's all in me, and it's like, you know, there's like this burning desire to share. So that's where all those songs came from, is, you know, the earlier ones like Existence and Sacredness and like a couple of my reggae tunes and just my earlier stuff. That's when all those songs came out, because I had just learned the piano and could put basic chords together, and then all these words came. So that happened pretty, you know, organically. And then after my second was born, I quickly got back into music. She was maybe 6 months old, and I was like, I'm going to put together a band. Like, I have all these songs. I'm ready to play shows again. I'm ready to do this. So I had a quick bounce back after having her, and I've been pretty nonstop since then. So if that makes sense, I really like nurtured the relationship with my first daughter, like just us, and got to feel what that was like, wrote all these songs, was amazing. And then by the time I had the second one, I was like, here we go. Like,
yeah,
got that out of the way, had the baby, ready to get back out there. And it was a slow build. It took a lot of time because obviously I had both girls at the time, and it was extremely challenging. And now that they're more grown, they're 13 and 8, it's not really an issue, other than, you know, it doesn't quite make sense for me to be out on the road doing some sort of cross-country tour, you know, unless I brought them with me. And that's just, it's extremely difficult to plan these things. Plus, I got two baby daddies. It's not just like one that's like not around. I have two very involved, great fathers to my children. So it's a lot of dynamics. It's a lot of scheduling. It's a lot of accountability. Sometimes I hate it. Mm-hmm. And then other times I'm very appreciative of it, because I've been able to grow so much. Yeah. And, you know, and the girls just love it. They just love that there's always music in the home, and that I'm always singing, and they love singing with me, and I don't really push them or make them do anything. I just encourage them. And I'm like, if you want to get good, this is what you do. Like, and I'll just tell you, and I'll just show you, like, I'm not going to do sit down lessons with you, but, you know, unless you want it. And sometimes they ask. So it's like I'm mama by day, musician by night, you know, when, you know, we, in a normal way, you know, before we had all this quarantine, it was like, I could be a mom by day and then would go play shows at night and would have them stay with other people, or, you know, kind of bounce around with friends. It's like whatever I can do, because I don't have family here. So it's always either their dads or friends. And
I think that's so important for a lot of the mamas that are listening to hear that it's so important to also put yourself and your art or whatever you envision for yourself first, because that not only helps provide for them, but show up better for them. So I definitely want to commend you and honor you for the fact that you do that.
I don't know how I do. Thank you. I'm in awe sometimes where I'm like, wow, I really made it this far and done all this stuff. It's because I've had so much support.
Yeah.
I've had so much encouragement and support. And when you see someone following their dreams, right? And you see them doing this regardless of what their circumstances look like and how much support they've had in their life, or, you know, despite what challenges have come to them, and they just don't give up. I feel that that's something I've done. Like, I've been thrown some pretty big challenges, and I've had a lot of things that look like I maybe shouldn't be doing music full time, or maybe can't do this or can't do that. And I've done it anyway, because I love it so much. I think people have really wanted to support and encourage me, because they see in my will to want to make it work, despite the fact that I have two children. It's like, I want them to see me. Yeah. I want them to see me living my dream. I want them to see me out singing and performing and having my best, having the best time and living my best life. It's like, look at me. I hope this can be an example for you as a young woman to see that I can, you know, do what I love and also be a good mom, you know, and be there for you. And be sober, which is like, you know, a big deal, because my parents were not. So that's, wow, that's, you know, amazing. That was like my number one accomplishment, was like, whoo, I could just, you know.
That's big. We didn't even tap on that. That's like a whole nother thing.
I know. We don't need to today. But anyway, I'm here, you know, and I made it through. And yeah, I feel a little bit unstoppable right now. It's like that good energy, you know, where you feel like it's just the beginning of like really good big things. So,
Yomi, short interruption. This episode is also brought to you by Your Own Magic's new experience, HOME, acronym for Her Own Magical Experience, or his own. Guys, we're not going to leave you out. You're more than welcome to come to the first at home Euro Magic retreat. This time indeed sparked ideas for helping people really come back to self and explore different spiritual tools and modalities that help them connect. And I'm really excited to have Bree Melanson hold space with me, happening next month, June 26th through the 28th, or you can extend it to the 29th if you would like. And I'm excited to do some breath work with you, some intensive soul diving, and of course, watch Bree channel. Trust me, it's a sight to see. Anyway, go to yourownmagic.life and check out the HOME retreat experience.
Gonna go very, very far.
Yeah, I mean, I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. As long as everything goes, you know, well, and we're not all like dead in a few years, I think
I know. We'll be
okay. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Tell me about it. Oh, do you have any time for random fire questions?
Random fire, sure. Never heard of this.
Okay. Basically, I'm just gonna throw out a question and you answer it pretty rapidly.
Okay.
They're random questions.
Yeah.
So are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Hike or yoga?
Hike.
All right. Sage or Palo Santo?
Five.
Oh, yeah.
Sage.
Sage, okay. Favorite breakfast?
My mushroom tea.
Ooh.
Medicinal mushroom tea, the reishi chocolate or the matcha.
Yum. Do you know your sun, moon, or rising sign?
All the above. Sag sun, Capricorn moon, Aquarius rising.
No wonder. Okay. I love the fire.
Nice. Love.
Animals your soul connects with?
The orca, killer whales always move. Just whales in general. and then I really love the unusual forest creatures. I love the raccoon and the skunk and the badger and like the little sneaky, like really cool ones that you don't get to close, the hedgehog, dude, porcupine, beaver, all those ones. Love them.
Love Utah. Utah's full of them. I wonder if Ohio is like all over the place. And then there's moose.
Girl, I was raised in Canada. Maybe you don't know this about me. I'm from Northern Canada. So I was raised around all of that. Okay.
Of course. And bears, mountain, of course.
Yes. Yes.
All of these puzzle pieces are coming together. Sure. It's so amazing, like, when you get a chat with someone, what you learned about them.
I know. We're more relatable than not.
I know. Music recommendations to listen to after this podcast for people.
Who have I been listening to? I've been listening to a lot of, okay, there's an artist named Lava, L-A-V-V-A. This woman is so dope. She's like a new mom. She's got a little baby and she just put out her first album, full length album. And it's so beautiful. Just like, it's conscious. It's like, I don't want to call it gangster, but you just got to feel it out. But she's badass. Okay, I'm listening to
find her. Another word for it. We have What's to find it? Another word for it.
I know.
You know what I mean?
There's she's fierce. She's got that, like, yeah, she's just right. She's just dope. And so, but it's like conscious rap, R&B. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have been listening to, I listened to some mainstream stuff. I've been actually catching up on some Beyonce. Yes. From her live performance at Coachella, just blew me away. When I watched that, oh my God, blew me away.
Yeah.
Could not believe it. I'm still in awe. So I'm listening to that. I love my 90s R&B playlists. I listen to a lot of those. Mm-hmm. You know, I sometimes got to skip through because there's that really cheesy stuff, you know.
I love the cheesy too. I listen to the cheesiest in the 90s and also just like the good stuff. I listen to everything in the 90s.
Yeah. Everything. So a lot of that I've been listening to. I put on my okay, I've also been vibing with Queen Latifah lately. I put her on and I'm like, girl, she was like the OG, you know, she really, and look up her song Unity, it's so good. Look up Queen Latifah, Unity, Lava, this woman named Umi, I think it's Yumi or it's Umi, listening to her, and a woman named Alex Isley, I-S-L-E. Why really beautiful. So there's definitely some recommendations, usually like female singers that just have these voices that either like melt me or that just turn me up, right? Like to where I want a belt. That's it for right now.
Thank you. I love that.
Big question for me.
Yeah, this was a passionate question for you. All right. So the universe gave you free, so absolutely no cost, billboards to share one message across the main highways in major cities all around the world. So the billboards say the same thing. What would these billboards read?
Damn. Trying to think of my, like, what my logo is, like, what my branding is. I feel very passionately about a lot of things regarding, you know, women and their creative power and also protecting birth, you know, mm-hmm. as, like, a way to change humanity almost, you know, the way we are born into the world. And I've also been a doula and I was, apprenticing midwife for a long time. So it would either be some message, like if you asked me 10 years ago, it would be peace on earth begins with birth, you know, like have your baby at home or something. I don't know. It would be like basically saying, yeah, the way we're born is an imprint for the rest of our life, you know? So that's what comes to mind. Those two things, because I feel like the mothering and midwifery and the music are such key things in my life that I would say it would either be something around, you know, opening the voice or finding your voice and share it with the world, you know, find your voice and share it with the world, something like that. Or it would be something like peace on earth begins with birth, support your local midwife.
So there we go. You'll have two different billboards. I love that.
Yeah. Right. Support your local midwife, big one.
And I'm glad that you found your voice and you're able to hear it and let it shine.
And I found a local midwife.
And you what?
And I found a local midwife, you know, to have at my birth, which is great, right?
On earth begins with birth. I was born in a hospital.
A lot of us were. It's okay. Yeah. But it's changing. The paradigm's changing.
It is. Yes. There's definitely more conscious births now. So this is the last question that I ask all the Your Own Magic guests. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
Just remember what it is that you love most, you know, remember what the inner child in you loved the most, you know? Mine was always singing, so it's very easy for me to remember. It was like singing animals, you know, like things that just made me so happy, like your happy place. Remember that happy place, because that's where the magic is, you know? And that magic that we believe in is very childlike, right? So it takes that part of ourselves that is childlike, that believes in the mystery and that believes in other things unseen in the world, you know, to know that there's magic behind everything. And I think, yeah, it comes alive when we're really doing like what the inner child loves.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure that your children are just like having the most magical time with you. The fact that you see the world that way, that's awesome.
Well, it sounds nice. I don't always remember, but I'm grateful for them. I'll be honest, I don't live in that all the time. But yeah, we have fun. We have a lot of fun. The music is singing is our happy place. That's where we really bond. And so my hope is one day they'll be like my backup singers. Wouldn't that be epic?
Yes.
Would it be epic? Like, it's going to happen. It can't not happen.
I mean, you've been prepping them their whole life for it. How could it not?
It's true. Well, because they have very different quality voices, right? So we got to find.
That's a good
thing. We all got to find our place in there, you know? But of course, I'm going to be the lead singer. But I don't know. My daughter's got some pipes. She might overpower me one day. Oh, yeah. If she can learn, like, really good control, like, at this age, like, really, while her voice is still developing, she could. And she's an incredible songwriter. Incredible.
Really? The
13-year-old. Wow. She's writing so many songs. She plays ukulele and piano and writes such beautiful songs.
The ukulele and piano are my two favorite instruments.
Yeah. Piano's a favorite for me too. Yeah.
Where can everyone find you and connect with you?
I'm on Spotify under Shyla Rae Sunshine. Website is Shyla Rae Sunshine, but IG is Shyla Rae. So I kind of have these two names that I've been playing with. Shyla Rae Sunshine was a stage name given to me, and then Shyla Rae is more like, that's my real name, you know? Yeah. It's like birth name to me. So you can find me IG, yeah, Spotify. I mean, I'm on Facebook, you know? But I think Spotify is kind of the, you know, that's the place to be, where everybody's.
Your song is on my playlist.
Okay, yeah, that's the fun part. Now we can make these playlists and you can just add them all in there. I love it, you know? I just got to get in one of those Spotify playlists. If I could just get in one of those, then I see those texts coming in.
Let's help her get to those playlists, guys.
Yay, all I need is a glass of champagne right now. Literally, I just need a mimosa.
Saturday. What a way to end this. Thank you so much.
Anytime. I'm so grateful you reached out and asked me.
Dear Yomis, thank you so much, so much for lending your ear and taking time, valuable time for your soul to listen to this episode today. I am honored to provide this for you, and I hope something in this spoke to you and shifted you in some way. I would love to personally connect with your soul on, well, of course, IRL, but also on the Instagrams or the Facebooks. My Instagram, which I am finally active on, is at Raquel Mantra. That is spelled Raquelle Mantra. I'll put that in the show notes. And make sure to not only see and respond to all the comments, but also send love back to you, because why not? And then for you to also connect with me and this powerful tribe of like-minded individuals, high-vibing individuals to raise your vibrations, feel free to join us in the Your Own Magic secret Facebook group. That will also be left in the show notes. And feel free to browse yourownmagic.life. I have some free guided meditations on there and more information about upcoming retreats and events. And of course, my offering, my service, is the Soul Tribe exclusive site for you to receive many meditations. And the most recent one was to help you reprogram your subconscious mind to see your highest potential in a hypnotic state. For example, like reprogramming your subconscious mind to see your highest potential, while you're in a hypnotic state, along with others like activating your third eye or short, simple ones to ease you into your morning or alleviate anxiety, and a lot of deep imaginings, which I love to do personally, is to just visualize and expand my imagination so I can be more creative in my day. In addition to that, other soul expanding journalings to ask yourself every morning, and magic challenges and other spiritual rituals, yada yada. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening, and have a magical day.